I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A central Nigerian leader says the threat of COVID-19 pales in comparison to the violence of Muslims against Christians in his country. This was what was reported to the UK Parliament shortly after COVID-19 reached Nigeria, and the violence has only worsened since then. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says this persecution doesn't just come from armies like Boko Haram.
The Muslim herdsmen believe that all cattle are theirs, that God gave them all the cattle on the planet. And so if you've got herds of cattle and you're not Fulani, they have a God-given right to take those back. They're kind of going, no, this isn't stealing. We're just taking back what is ours.
As Spoken Worldwide works to translate the Bible into oral Nigerian languages, would you pray their teams do it safely? And it's day two in the International Week of the Deaf, an annual celebration of deaf culture, accomplishments, and sign languages. There are approximately 70 million deaf people worldwide, and they use more than 350 unique sign languages, but none of them have a complete Bible. Except for American Sign Language. That translation went live earlier this month, and it took nearly 40 years to finish. Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener explains.
The amount of technical skill needed is so much more than what we need for just written translation. So it is a bigger task. It often takes longer.
Now that you know, will you help us spread the word? Look for this story at missionnews.org and share it on your platforms. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, 2020's been a pretty volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. So would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.